another name for a cut, a big cut, you might call a...
A big cut.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it, a so?
Uh-huh. Thinking of, another word, wound.
A wound.
Okay. So you call it a...
Wound.
Okay. What if you, if you cut yourself and, you really need to get stitches, you know, get the skin back together, but you don't, it takes a long time for that to heal. You call that?
Cut, a wound.
Uh-huh. But when it takes a long time for it to heal.
So.
Thinking of, proud.
Proud, free.
Okay. Okay, could you say that again?
Proud flesh.
Okay, this is something, if you cut yourself, this is something you might put on the cut, and it stings a lot.
Iodine.
Okay. This is something, that you might, it's a medicine, I think, you drink it, and it's really bitter. Think maybe, it's used for malaria. I think it starts with,
quinine.
Okay. And different ways to say, he died. A person dies, and you don't want to use the word die.
And he died.
Oh, besides that, like, passed away or left us or departed this life.
Use the word he left us.
Okay. Okay, what if you want to say he died, but, you want to say it in a crude way? It's not very nice way of saying somebody died.
Use the word he left us, he passed.
Hey, what about something like pegged out, kicked the bucket?
Well, we use them words.
Which one?
Such and such a person passed last night.
Uh-huh. Okay, you'd say, I don't know what he died, what? So you don't know what was the matter with the person, you'd say. But he died. You say, I don't know what he died.
We didn't know what was his trouble, but he passed out.
Uh-huh. Wait, you'd say, I don't know what he died of or from, or I don't know what he died with. Which would you use?
I don't know where he died from.
Okay. And a place where you bury the person, you call?
It's a graveyard.
Okay. Is a graveyard in the back of a church?
Well, some's on the outside, some's on the back of the church, and some is on the obvious side, and some is in front of the church.
Uh-huh. But it's around the church.
It's right around the church.
What if it's not around the church? Is there another word?